This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes. Thank you for being with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one. I hope you've chosen this one. I think you have, anyway. Maybe you're really just stuck here. Too bad you don't have to deal with it. You never know. Would it be great if you're stuck on a road and this was the only station you can get? I am Joe Messina, your host. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff you've been taught to hate, the labels that the left have given me, and pump that up, you know. And go look and see. See that you don't need to be afraid of it, number one. Number two is, you know, there's some logic in there. All you have to do is hit them with the logic, and they don't know what to do with themselves. Totally lost, totally confused. And make them stay on task. It was one of the things I was just talking to somebody about the other day when it comes to having conversations with people on the left. Make them stay on topic. Don't drag them all over the place. Don't let them drag you all over the place. You know, Tammy and I years ago took a parenting class, and one of the things they said when you have multiple children is they always try to deflect. They'll bring up something else that one of the other kids did. And what you say is, yeah, nevertheless, we're talking about you. We're talking about this issue. We're talking about this. Watch how frustrated they get and how quickly they stop. Seriously. And for my Christian friends, now for those of you who are, I don't know, Christian sympathizers, maybe you're not Christians, but you don't like seeing anybody persecuted, Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever. But for my Christian friends, when are you going to go a Christ? When are you finally going to grow a Christ spine? Seriously. And I'm not saying you be bold for Christ by putting your finger in everybody's face. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when are you going to stop supporting, buying, putting money in the pockets of people that think you're an idiot for believing in a God you can't trust? When are you going to stop doing that? When are you going to stop giving your money? God, matter of fact, here, if you're a Christian, it's God's money. You're giving God's money to heathens. You're giving God's money to people who don't care about you. They're going to smile at you and tell you how much they love you as long as you keep buying those tickets to their concerts, to their movies, and watch their TV shows or buy their product, whatever it is. Can you really, as a real Christian, sit there and have no problem with that? I can't do that. Really, it makes me crazy when I find out. So Jennifer Lawrence's latest film, Mother, is under fire by one critic who feels that it's an attack on Christianity. Now, let's see if there's a backlash or another backlash that will result like it did for The Last Temptation of Christ. You know, again, you allow these people, the Hollywood types, look at the producers. Who's producing these films? Because they obviously don't care about what you think. National Review's film critic Kyle Smith blasted the movie in his review, saying it might be the vilest movie ever since by a major Hollywood studio that will represent a stain on the reputation of Paramount Pictures. Smith warned that pregnant women those with nervous constitutions or heart conditions, and anyone who happened to be burdened with good taste should stay away from the film. The thriller, which opens on September 15th, is directed by Lawrence's boyfriend, Darren Aronofsky, and features household names such as Xavier Bardem, Ed Harris, and Michelle Pfeiffer, in addition to Lawrence. Now, while Mother has received mostly positive reviews otherwise, many other critics have been quick to point out the biblical metaphors in the film. The New York Post said that the religious similes are easy enough to pick up if you know in advance that they're there. Now, while also noting that the film is simply terrifying, Rolling Stones called it biblical allegory. With intimations of Rosemary's Baby, the Associated Press said the Old Testament crashes into modern anxiety in the film. Nick Vidala of Philly.com, I wonder if he's a relative, wrote, from the religious and political imagery to its remarks on celebrity culture and the nature of creativity, Mother is a film seemingly designed for any number of interpretations. Back in 1988, Martin Scorsese's The Last Temptation of Christ was highly criticized, even banned in several countries after several religious groups organized boycotts of the film. Now, Scorsese's film was significantly more obvious than Mother when it comes to religion, as it literally features a crucified Jesus envisioning coming down from the cross to Mary Magdalene, totally missing the whole point of Christ's crucifixion. I love these people. They're trying to tell you what you should believe. They're trying to tell you the way they would have wrote the Bible if they had wrote it. You know, they're much more enlightened these days. They know much more than the God who created the universe knows. They know much more than what Jesus knew. So they would probably tell you, no, don't do it that way. Do it this way. Meanwhile, Lawrence isn't exactly a favorite among conservative circles these days, as she recently suggested that devastating hurricanes in Texas and Florida were signs of Mother Nature's rage and wrath at the at America for electing Donald Trump. Now, there's the other hypocrisy I always love. That is the same moron. Those are the same people that will call you crazy and stupid for believing in a God that doesn't exist, yet they believe in Mother Nature. What is Mother Nature, then? Spirit? I don't know, some of you are going to be crazy, but what is Mother Nature? I mean, if you think I'm stupid for believing in a God that doesn't exist, or so you say, but yet I have a book that tells me everything he's done for me, and you believe in Mother Nature just because you look around and see a tree, well, why can't you take Mother Nature and plug God into that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Big Strike to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Side on GCN Live. Million days. See, that I like that. We should play this when we do our abortion stories, really. I mean, million-dollar babies. For Planned Parenthood, it is. They are million-dollar babies, aren't they? What were we giving them one point in time? Anybody out there? Come on. Some of you guys are smart. We were giving them like tens of millions of dollars for what they do. I mean, for baby killing. Seriously. And it's disgusting. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in a conversation. But I want to finish up with the Jennifer Lawrence story. I mean, I know I kind of finished up with it anyway. But what bothers me the most about this is that, again, my Christian brothers and sisters, you are supporting these people. I don't understand why you do it. And if you believe what you say you believe, just like you conservatives say you believe what you believe, you Republicans, you constitutionalists, you all say that you believe what you say you believe. And if you're a Christian and you're giving money to one of these heathens, you're giving God's money to them. Why would you do that? I'm thoroughly confused. I'm sure some of you, one of you brain surgeons can enlighten me. But I am thoroughly confused by this. Our friend Jeff Dunnitz from the Lib blog. And so in case you didn't hear me, it's the Lib. It's actually libblog.com. He's got an exclusive. He says that Israel embassy and NSC officials say that McMaster, you know, they said he was, I guess he yelled Hezbollah. There's a Hezbollah yelling that he did was a false story. The Israel National News and Pajamas Media both ran a story this week that the U.S. National Security Advisor McMaster sparked an argument with an Israeli delegation during an August meeting to discuss the terrorist group Hezbollah. Now, according to the reports, the argument was sparked by McMaster bringing an unwanted NSA official to the meeting and his denying that Hezbollah was a terrorist group. In a statement to the LID, the spokesman for the Israeli embassy in D.C. called the report totally false. And in a separate discussion, an NSA official who was at the meeting says the NSA employee in question wasn't even in the meeting. Nothing new, right? Per each of the reports, National Security Advisor McMaster, NSC Senior Director on Counterterrorism, Mustafa Javed Ali, to the meeting with Israel that took place in the White House. Now, supposedly, Mr. Ali is against designating Hezbollah as a terrorist group. According to the reports, the Israeli delegation demanded that Ali leave the room. Both PJ Media and Israeli National News claimed that McMaster yelled at the Israeli delegation at the meeting. PJM claimed that McMaster seemed to blow off Israel's worry that a safe zone in Syria for refugees would become a safe zone for Hezbollah to operate out of. Now, the Israel National News went further, saying that McMaster claimed that Hezbollah wasn't a terrorist group. Both stories are false. See, it is a shock, right? Who would have thunk that you come up with false stories like this? You know, this is why, again, when they start screaming this fake news or along those lines, they're not saying that everything that comes out of their mouth is fake news. There's some truth. Listen, there's some truth to every lie, is there not? Really that simple, is there not? So when you see these things and you hear these things and they're not in character or they don't make sense, don't fall for them. Do you know what I mean? I mean, look at, they nail us sometimes during a show because they get a story that's, you know, breaking now kind of thing. So it's very hard for us to check it sometimes. And, you know, you do check it. And you get a quick, you know, you get a quick take on it and you try to put it out there and you get bit. Happens a lot. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Police are demanding that John Jay, the professor, that Professor John Jay be fired for saying he's proud to teach future dead cops. Yeah, you know, I don't know if some of you saw. The guy looks really smug, doesn't he? I mean, who does he look like? I don't know. He just looks weird. Got this weird look about him. A John Jay College of Criminal Justice professor and Antifa activist is facing a firestorm after tweets emerged. How can you be a professor at a college and be an Antifa activist? How do they keep you there? Free speech. Yeah, bullpuckies. I mean, everybody has free speech except for what? Let me see. Shapiro? Coulter? None of those people get to have free speech. Only the professors when they're anti-American. He tweeted out that it was a privilege for him to teach the future dead cops class. I want to say some of you all might think it sucks being anti-fascist teaching at John Jay College, But I think it's a privilege to teach future dead cops, Professor Michael Isaacson tweeted. Isaacson, who works in the Cooney Criminal Justice College Economics Department, he followed up the conversational claim by seemingly describing a scene where he uses a blade on a former student. Weren't you my econ professor? See? You had the opportunity. Then he drops the blade. What is this guy? How do these guys get out of college? Well, never mind. That was a stupid question. Scratch that. They're teaching themselves. The left loons are teaching the left loons because the conservatives won't step up and take their rightful places in education. More of you conservatives need to step up and get into the education system. You need to be professors. You need to be teachers. You need to be history teachers and math and English teachers. I don't know why you're not. As the backlash from the tweet started to intensify, the head of the New York City's largest police union, Pat Lynch, condemned Isaacson's comments and called for his firing. According to the New York Post, the Patrolman's Benevolent Association boss wrote in a letter, it is absolutely outrageous that an individual who holds and expresses these views could be employed by an academic institution, much less one that counts on overwhelming number of New York City police officers as among its students. Listen, people scream about free speech. I want free speech. Everybody wants free speech, right? But me, can you imagine me as a college professor? With my viewpoint on some things? How long do you think I would last there? Do you think they would be protecting my right of free speech? What do you think? You know, and his tweets started making the rounds after his Thursday appearance on the Tucker Carlson show. Right? So again, you think they would, if I was a professor at a college, do you honestly believe that they would protect my free speech rights? I don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Again, really, truly. And I know you could be listening to a thousand other shows, but you've chosen this one. And I do appreciate it. And I like to believe it shows me how high your IQ is. Really. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got so many other stories I want to get through. Too many windows. Oh, let's do, was I in the middle of one? I wasn't in the middle of a story, was I? I'm glad you paid attention. Yeah, I know you were, but God, that one made me sick. That's like a sick one, right? I was telling them how to fix it. You got to get off you conservatives have to get off your butts and start teaching classes. You have to get into the classroom. You have to start being the teachers and the professors. That's how you fix it. Oh, I know what I was going to do. It's really the only way that's really the only way to make a change. You know, you got that professor like we've been saying. Now, later today, you know, that first story was earlier. Later in the afternoon, we hear that he's been suspended. Now there's a difference. He hasn't been fired yet, so don't get excited. You got to pay attention to it all weekend long. But the president of John Jay College said that she was shocked to hear about his comments. You know what? I don't buy that. These people have to be living in a cave not to hear this stuff. She was shocked to hear his statements. The statement spewed by the professor at her school and immediately suspended him. She said, "I'm appalled that anyone associated with John Jay, with our proud history of supporting law enforcement authorities, would suggest that violence against police is ever acceptable." That's from John Jay President Carol Mason. Mason said that the threats were made to the members of the college in the wake of his comment, which caused her to take immediate action. "Out of concern for the safety of our students, faculty, and staff, we are immediately placing the adjunct professor." Oh, that's a little different than a regular professor, right?
They're easier to get rid of.
Huh?
The adjuncts are easier.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They're easier to become.
Well, they're easy to get in. They're easy to get out.
Right. So
yeah.
Conservatives can get in.
Yeah. So you conservatives, why aren't you adjunct professors? Why is it like 80% adjunct professors and, you know, 15% liberal and 5% confused? I mean, I don't understand. We complain about the education system. We complain about what's going on in our schools. You're talking about somebody who's very involved in the education system. Where are you? I don't see you. Conservative teachers, conservative educators are very small in number. And I'm sad to say, because I know a lot of them, are Christian educators are afraid to open their mouths. And I don't mean be in somebody's face. I mean be active, be strategic, open your mouth, make a difference at the school. You know what I mean? Isaacson, who works in the economics department at the college, tweeted the anti-cop screed, I don't know what that is, from the account. Some of you all might think it sucks being an anti-fascist teacher at John Jay College, but I think it's a privilege to teach future dead cops, again, was a tweet. And the police, many, not just one, police union leaders have called Isaacson to be fired. Now, even Mayor de Blasio, right? Even Mayor de Blasio has condemned the professor and his comments on Friday night. Which I would imagine, you watch de Blasio as he gets closer and closer and closer. Think about this. As he gets closer and closer and closer to election time, you watch his rhetoric change. You watch his comments about cops and the law and that kind of stuff. You watch them change. Okay? He already knows that he's not the most popular guy in the world. And that the New Yorkers aren't going to go all out for his all-out brand of socialism. He actually tweeted, New York City won't stand for the vile anti-police rhetoric of Michael Isaacson, and neither should John Jay College. Well, he finally found his Twitter account for a positive message, huh? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, this is a good one. Chelsea, we were talking about her earlier. We'll talk a little bit about Chelsea Manning, maybe if I get around to it. I don't want to give her too much time. I don't want to talk about traitors too much. Maybe we should from now on we'll talk about him as the traitor. You'll know who I'm talking about, right? No, not Obama. We'll reserve that for Manning. What do you think? Is this a slip? You know, we've talked about this one a dozen times. How cities across the country now are allowing they're calling them non-citizens. We should call them what the Constitution calls them, which is illegal aliens. In most cases, that's exactly what they are. And the fellow was on the Tucker Carlson show the other night, trying to make this sense out of this. But it looked like his mouth was ready to fall off. He was twisting and contorting and playing with this so much, it looked like his mouth was going to fall off. Small Maryland city drew national attention this week for allowing non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to cast ballots in local elections. Now remember, it's only federal elections that require you to be a citizen. And they say even that's not quite right. And I don't buy that for a second. So they're going to allow non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to cast ballots in local elections. Now, That think about the gamut there. Think about how they sold this. So you have a, like we have here, we're very close to JPL laboratories. They bring people in from all over the world. Their kids have to be educated. You might have a couple in from France or Germany. And you have to educate their kids. Now maybe they have a 5-year contract. 3-year, 5-year, whatever. And so what the city is saying, hey, look, you know, those people are part of the community. They're paying their fair share of taxes here. Their kids are going to the schools. They should have a right to choose who takes care of their city, who takes care of their school district, who takes care of the water. That's a little different of an argument than saying, hey, we've got people here that came here illegally, that broke the law, that continue to break the law, that stole people's IDs. We'd like them to be able to vote for local officials. And in some cases, that's local sheriff, right? Law enforcement, city councils, water boards, school boards. Oh, how does that work? And it's one of many. It's not the only one. Some of you were up in arms. I was watching what you're writing on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm going, wow, you're kind of behind the curve here. This has been going on for a while. And we had the attorney up north, an illegal alien who actually went to college, went through the California college system. The California bar is actually going to give him a license to practice law. Now, think about something. He's here illegally. He's broken the law. You cannot, how do you get a license, a law license? How do you raise your right hand and swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of California when you already use both of them as toilet paper? How does that work? And, but again, it's the latest one. Latest one of many. It's a slippery slope, said Ira Mellum, spokesman for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. College Park, which approved the policy Tuesday, became the 11th municipality in Maryland alone to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. Supporters cast the change as an important step. Now, see, what I would do if I was them, let the voters vote on it. The real citizens vote on it. He went on to say, to me, expanding access to the right to vote in our city is something that expands our community voice, not something that contracts it. That was Mayor Patrick Wojan. College Park council member Fazul Kabir tried to rein in the measure. He said he introduced two amendments, one to delay the vote to give the council more time to speak with constituents, and another to only allow green card holders to participate in local elections. Both amendments were struck down. Kabir said he did not vote at all. He said, my problem was about the procedure. I think we went too fast. I didn't give our residents a chance to speak. He said, that was my frustration. Well, it's really simple, Kabir. Reach out to your constituents and tell them they can cast the proper votes next time to get rid of the other four council members, and then you can turn this around. And you could do it pretty quickly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The you think about all the stuff that's going on right now. I've been watching the fighting that's going on in St. Louis, or the rioting. Like, I get people mad, I get people irritated, I get all of that. No, this wasn't a gray area thing. I mean, the cop, when you think about the adrenaline, when you think about what was happening, I don't know. If we're gonna rule by mob, we're gonna have a problem. It's not gonna fix anything. It's not gonna get us any further along. And when you listen, you know, it's one thing. When you listen to the reasons why these people are rioting, they have no facts. All they have is a white cop shot a black man. That's it. While the other cops stood around and watched it. They didn't care when they were being talked to. They didn't care about the fact that there was a high-speed chase going on. The guy had drugs in the car. The guy had a gun in the car. They didn't care about any of that. So I don't know. I mean, again, if you can't reason together, you can't fix anything. We're talking about recently how College Park approved a policy to allow non-citizens to vote. So in other words, illegals to vote. Right? They can only do it in local races because federal law prohibits it. And the only one who voted against it was College Park Councilman Fazlul Kabir. He tried to rein it in because he said, look, we haven't had enough chance to talk to the people. We don't know what the people want. We don't know if this is a good thing to do. He told the Fox News source that, you know, he could see good things and he could see risks in this situation. He says the good thing is that it gives residents more of a chance to make elected people more responsible, more accountable. He said, but the risk is that this could be a slippery slope. Other cities can do this, and the change could trickle down beyond College Park to counties and states. Now, it can't become a national issue. They'd have to change the Constitution over it. None of the others have responded, you know, to Fox to talk to them about the situation. Now, apart from a couple of towns that allowed the practice beforehand, the liberal enclave of Tacoma Park kicked off the trend in Maryland back in 1992 when it began to allow non-citizens to vote in mayoral races, mayoral and city council elections. Several other cities and towns followed suit shortly thereafter. Where it's allowed, non-citizen voting only applies to local races. Non-citizens cannot vote in federal elections. San Francisco also plans to allow non-citizens to vote in local board of education races beginning in 2018. And in Massachusetts, both Amherst and Cambridge have moved to introduce non-citizen voting and are awaiting approval. For the past few years, New York City has weighed whether to allow non-citizens to participate in elections. But opponents like Melman, whose group advocates for lower immigration levels, calls a shift an assault on the whole concept of citizenship and what it means. He's right. Why would you want people who don't want to become citizens, who don't love America, who don't want to be part of the American fabric, why would you allow them to become part of the process? I think mostly because you think you can get them on your side, but other than that, why would you allow them to become part of the process? If anybody who just wanders in has the same right and equal right on how this country is run, then essentially the whole concept of the nation becomes meaningless. They're right. Jessica Vaughn, Director of Policy Studies for the Conservative Center of Immigration Studies, called it just one more form of erosion in the meaning of American citizenship. One more push towards globalism. That's Joe's word. But think about it. Look at it. They are trying to... It goes everywhere, from Americanism to male and female. They want nothing. They want no designators, except when it comes to me. They want to call me a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Their labels that they want to put on me. Politicians should not dilute the vote of citizens by allowing those who have no claim to the privilege and whose interests might conflict with the interests of citizens to vote. Vaughn told Fox News in an email, besides obtaining the right to vote, it's something that encourages legal immigrants to become citizens. And he thinks that's beneficial to our country. Think about this. I mean, this is political pandering at its worst. This is trying to get that group in that you know you can con, and I do mean con, because look, we talked about this today. California's looking to make the community colleges free, totally free. You know what that means? When you don't pay for an education, when you don't pay for something, you bounce all around the place. I was talking to a guy today, a younger fellow than myself, and he, you know, we were talking about what parents do to their kids, how parents hurt their kids. And at one point he just said, guilty. I did that. And you cannot keep allowing your kids to get away with all kinds of stuff and bailing them out. You can't buy them everything just to keep them quiet. Keep them at bay or make them happy. Your job is not to keep your kids happy. Your job is to teach your children how to be good citizens, to be good people, to be good, honest contributors to society, not to make them happy. Because that will be a full-time job up to the day you die. I'm not going to be able to sleep the whole weekend after all this. Chelsea Clinton. Yeah, well, I won't worry about eating afterward. She tweeted some false story claiming that Michigan passed a bill allowing EMTs to deny gay patients treatment. Wasn't that nice of her to lie? Chelsea Clinton falsely tweeted Friday that Michigan House of Representatives had voted to allow emergency medical providers choice in treating patients. Specifically, EMTs have the option to deny treatment to gay patients. Now, that's absolutely appalling, said the first daughter. Michigan House passed a bill allowing EMTs to refuse treatment to gay people. I mean, that's exactly how she laid it out. Now, the story Clinton cited was from a website for the LGBT New York Next Awards. It was posted back, you ready for this one? In 2014. Now, I read stories that are old. I'll go through stories that are old and relevant today. But she said they just passed a law. Now, when followers pointed out the story was old, Clinton deleted her tweet. Not only was the story old, but the actual premise was deeply flawed. What the Michigan House actually passed was a garden variety Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which would have exempted religious individuals from laws that infringe on their religious beliefs. Here's the deal. I don't know why you people can't get this straight. It really does. It infuriates me. Christians aren't supposed to hang out with gay people. They're not supposed to not provide services to gay people. Gays or lesbians. I mean, I don't want to insult anybody. If I offend you, then you're not paying attention. We're supposed to help everybody we can. Within certain guidelines, but we're supposed to help everybody we can. We're supposed to show everybody the love of God. Not the love that humanity thinks God should show, but the love of God. Right? I mean, I don't know how some of you deal with, and some of you probably don't. I ain't got a few minutes, so this will be fun, and it'll be a great note to leave you on for the weekend. I don't know some of you who have this vision of a loving God where everybody gets away with anything and doesn't harm anybody, doesn't punish anybody. How do you deal with the premise of heaven and hell? Because, you know, real, true believers understand that it's not God that sends you to hell, it's you to go to hell. You send yourself to hell by not doing what God wants you to do, has told you to do. I mean, it really is that simple. So I look at that, and I kind of laugh at myself, and I go, okay, so you guys who say you're devout Christians, and I love you people who pick and choose what you want to believe out of the Bible, because it's full of stories, and they're not all true. Well, why do you get to decide what's true and what's not? But back to my original. Here's a loving, kind God that has set up this place for eternal burning, so to speak. A place where you'll be punished eternally for not making the right decision. Come on, think about that. So, if he's such a loving God, why would he do that? Well, as some of you have been taught and know, that place was never set up for you. You're never really meant to go there. You choose to go there. Now, if you're one of those people who only believes in heaven and everything's wonderful and everything's fine, it doesn't matter what you do, then why even believe in God to begin with? Why do anything good? Seriously. And good is a relative term, too, as we all know. But why do anything good? Does it really matter? And for those of you who believe that God does whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do, prayer doesn't help, you don't help, nothing helps. And again, I say, why pray? Why do anything? He's going to get what he wants to get, isn't he? Just some food for thought. All I want you to do is think about some of these things. So the Religious Freedom Act, any Religious Freedom Act, allowing somebody to live out their religious freedom, would never stop a Christian from administering first aid to a gay person. Never. And if they would have to show me in the Bible where it said they can help cause pain and suffering and death to another human being. Won't be able to find it, people. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Have a safe weekend. I want you back with me on Monday. Tell a couple of friends. Only takes a couple. Bring them on over with you. Have a safe weekend because I want you back here on Monday. God bless.